To end single-use plastics, we need more than just one person or even one movement. It'll take organizations, movements, and governments working together to make single-use plastics no longer an issue. So what needs to happen? And what can we do collectively? Hi, my name is Mira Shroff, and I'm an intern at Bethesda Green. Today, I'll be talking about large-scale solutions to single-use plastic waste. I'm producing this podcast as my spring conservation project, which is a part of Bethesda Green's Environmental Leader Program. Thank you to the Chesapeake Bay Trust for making this podcast possible. When thinking about making change towards environmental issues on a big scale, we commonly look to governments and regulation. There are a number of regulations that can make a difference, both on a state and country level. In Maryland, House Bill 69 would ban restaurants from giving single-use plastics to customers unless they request it, and hotels from providing guests with small plastic bottles for shampoo or other items. This bill is currently stuck in Maryland's state legislature. However, passing it and bills like it would require that businesses like restaurants and hotels reduce their single-use plastics. California passed a single-use bag ban in 2016. According to Californians Against Waste, an organization that conducts beach cleanups, the number of grocery bags found from 2010 to 2017 decreased by about 70%. Their executive director attributed this decrease to California's grocery bag ban. On a national level, H.R. 5485, or the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act of 2020, was proposed by a California legislator in Congress. However, it didn't pass and become law. It would have phased out single-use products such as plastic utensils and created programs to return beverage containers and established a tax on carryout bags beginning in 2022. By passing laws like these in individual states and in Congress, we can reduce demand for single-use plastics and prevent them from being thrown away. But to reduce mismanaged plastic waste, we also need global change. As I mentioned in episode 3, the US contributes less than 1% of the global mismanaged plastic waste, while other countries have much greater percentages. Investing in infrastructure in countries that have mismanaged more of their plastic waste or make up a larger total of the global mismanaged plastic waste is necessary if we want to have a greater impact. Aside from legislation and government action, companies can redesign their products so that they don't use plastic. Companies should have to think about how their product will be disposed of, hopefully safely and without harm to the environment, when creating the product. This is also called extended producer responsibility. Extended producer responsibility is one of the zero waste movement's principles, as listed on the EPA's website and defined by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. The zero waste movement is defined differently by different organizations and people, but in general, it aims to reduce waste, toxicity, consumption, and packaging. Some companies moving towards zero waste goals include Subaru, where 96% of car components can be recycled or reused, and General Motors, which has 152 zero waste facilities. Both Subaru and GM have saved money, reportedly $1 to $2 million for Subaru and $1 billion for GM, through implementing zero waste policies. More companies should try to move towards zero waste goals. Although it may have large upfront costs in the short term, in the long term, it can benefit both the company and the environment. And if governments do pass regulations to achieve zero waste goals, having plans already in place will help the companies make the transition. One way that some companies may want to reduce their single-use plastic is by swapping it for an alternative. Materials like glass are more eco-friendly because they're potentially 100% recyclable and endlessly reusable. There's even some research into additives that would make some plastics biodegradable, according to How Stuff Works. There are also bioplastics, which are plastics made from plants like corn. Bioplastics are sometimes compostable, however, they need to be in certain conditions to be composted and break down. They can't just go to a landfill. There's another concept called the circular economy. To explain that and why alternatives aren't going to be the best answer to single-use plastics, I'd like to tell you a story. The story of how plastic first came about. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, ivory was in high demand. People bought combs, buttons, toys, instruments, and more, made of the smooth white material. Ivory comes from killing elephants. The demand for ivory led to massive numbers of elephants being slaughtered. Elephant populations declined due to the horrific killings. According to the Environmental Justice Foundation, an author at the time described the hunt for elephants as the vilest scramble for loot that ever disfigured the history of human conscience. So a company that made billiard balls put out a call. Anyone who made a suitable replacement would be given $10,000 in gold. This incentive led to the development of plastic. It was a great solution. Mining oil out of the ground doesn't hurt anyone, right? As time has gone on, we've learned that that isn't true, and our reliance on plastic has damaged environmental ecosystems and pollutes our environment. The core issue, however, is the same. We need a material that we can use to create all the items we use in modern-day living, without any environmental impacts. And the truth is, that's not possible. All items need some amount of resources or energy to be made. We can reduce our impact so that it's less harmful, we can use resources that are less damaging, but the biggest answer is to use less, and to waste less. The circular economy depends on us changing our mentality. As the Environmental Justice Foundation says, we currently have a take-make-waste mentality. Instead, we can think about reusing resources whenever possible. Rather than treating plastic as easily disposable, we can look at it as a long-lasting resource, and in society overall, we can have methods for reusing quickly thrown away items. Companies that use plastic packaging have some ideas on how to implement these concepts into their products. According to Waste Management World, they propose changes such as a uniform waste collection system, better infrastructure for separating, collecting, sorting, and recycling waste, and promoting fully reusable, recoverable, or recyclable alternatives. However, as long as consumers don't care, none of this will become a reality. Thanks for listening to Single-Use Plastics 101. Our next episode will cover recycling, the myths, and the reality.